Bus stop girl and a voice like snow. Hush, girl on the corner, skinny brown fingers clamped like chopsticks on a cigarette, pirouettes like a once lovely music box dancer, grinds a head up to the bus list with the look of one with grime settled into their spine, spots one coming, street thunder under 10 black wheels, 10 tired bodies inside, clutching grab rails, garb the poor man's uniform. Hush, girl on the corner wears a shabby red scarf over shriveled red lips, hums a something beautiful, no hymn, no radio song, just a voice like snow taking wind in and blowing blizzards out, like an oak taught her to sing, roots tapping half-time beat into her feet so she could stand and crunch the same half-time into an inch of heaven's dust. She tries singing so only God and the ground can hear. Hush, or you'll miss her, dark against the white, but you'll miss her. You can think you won't, but you'll miss her. Squawk of bus brakes, and she watches snow trails crooked from the man with the wheelchair, coming nearer with his murky lungs filling up with oxygen, nicotine. Breathe, one, two, breathe out, two, three. Always watching her like she's turning her own body into wine and back again, and I know he hears it too. Thrusts the wheels, races the bus, until he's right up beside her, says, "Girl, I'm still alive, ain't died, and I've been sleeping under silver-iced oaks. I might just be God himself." And she sees the doors swing open, sucks the last of her cigarette like it's the last good thing on earth, and says, "Or maybe God loves the oak too much to lay a dead man beside it."